Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Cordelia James for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that a federal agency is directing employees to reduce the use of their phones for work matters due to China's recent hack of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The chief information officer at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau warned in an email sent to staff that internal and external work-related meetings and conversations that involve non-public data should only be held on platforms like Microsoft Teams and Cisco WebEx. The CIO said that while there wasn't evidence of the federal agency being targeted, compliance is needed to reduce the risk of being compromised. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency didn't respond to a request for comment. Electric vehicle startup Rivian says a parts shortage in the third quarter hampered factory production, but that it's still on track to report its first ever gross profit by the year's end. Rivian said in a letter to shareholders that it was working with a supplier to resolve the shortage and added that higher selling prices and lower manufacturing costs helped to offset a slowdown in vehicle deliveries. The startup has long promised that it could achieve a gross profit in the fourth quarter of this year, despite previously losing tens of thousands of dollars on every vehicle it sold. Rivian reported revenue declined to $874 million, missing Wall Street's expectations. The company burned through $1.2 billion of its cash reserves during the quarter, double the FactSet estimate. And Chicago-based U.S. Cellular has agreed to sell a portion of its retained spectrum licenses to AT&T for about $1 billion in cash. The transaction is contingent on an earlier deal with T-Mobile. T-Mobile U.S. agreed to buy much of U.S. Cellular's operations in a roughly $4.4 billion deal in May. The agreement, which includes up to $2 billion of assumed debt, would give T-Mobile more than 4 million new customers and valuable spectrum rights to carry more of their data over the air. The company said they expect the deal to close in mid-2025. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.